my saw Janine. She looked just like a royal queen. And she cruised by with a wealthy guy in her Cadillac limousine last time. I saw Janine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition. Today's date is the 13th day of February 2008. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Welcome to this live stream. We've had all kinds of new complications with our stream and with our PayPal account. And, you know, it's a constant battle here. For some reason, we fall victim to either our own errors or some errors that we don't even understand how they happened. That is the nature of the beast here oftentimes. And today's show is going to be postponed for about 45 minutes. I'm going to do a short rant here. And what we hope to do is bring on another installment of the financial history here with Mohammed Rafiq, because we've been looking into some of the histories that go along with this implosion. And they are very interesting, to say the least. Some of the largest losses are being recorded in human history of companies right now, and many of those losses are attempting to be hidden. They're being farmed out and pushed over to other causes. A good example is the Société Générale. They're trying to say that a 5 billion euro loss was a single man's problem and that he was just a basic trader. Essentially, what they're trying to do is say that their exposure to subprime and their problems in the credit risk areas are not really very serious. They're downplaying where they've been caught out. Now, many banks are starting to deny almost up front that they're in trouble. And behind the scenes of all this mess is this insurance group, the AMBEC and of course several other of these M something or other. I don't know. I have it at the top of my tongue here, but there's three or four majors and several smaller insurance companies that insure these derivative debts and these forward contract debts. And because the notional value has become real value in many of these problems, they are needing to figure out a way to pay up on them. And since the intermediaries in many cases or the holders of the responsibility are banks, and the banks have used these insurers to make sure they don't get caught with the losses themselves, you're watching huge increases in the claims against these insurers. And this is what the Berkshire Hathaway's CEO over there, Buffett, said the other day that he wanted to take the prime parts of those companies out of them. In other words, the parts of the company that haven't gotten sick, and then let the rest of it float into bankruptcy, which would be basically hiving off the jewels of a company and letting everybody else who's owed money below that be stuck. And people out in the marketplace are saying that's not going to happen. We'll see if they can criminally push it through. But there are other insurers. There's Zurich reinsurer. There's a Munich reinsurer. There's different companies around the world who handle this stuff, and we're going to talk a little bit about that because that's really important. It tells you how bad the losses are really getting and who are some of the biggest losers. And you'll be surprised that many of the losses are coming in the camp of the people who we're fighting against. They have not got this one right. And, that's why they're trying so desperately to keep this thing from cascading, because many of the people trying to exit the nightmare as we are watching it unfold are the very people who had hoped to be already divested of all this mess and standing there watching the rest of us suffer. And, I'm going to try to bring a story forward here with evidence that says that we need more research on this, that I'm going to ask the listeners to hack around if they can and find out different board members and whatnot, because we've found that many of the members of this Jewish agency and above them, including Kissinger and the rest, are not unaffected by the losses, but also they're very involved in the crime network here. And of course, Kissinger being one of the main secretaries of this whole Zionist industry that has been set up across the world. So when we do the show in about an hour, we're going to try to bring some facts forward. We're going to, not all of it's perfect information, so this is the, it's not a disclaimer, but it's more of a challenge to my listeners to try and go out and add value to some of the things we've done. This is one of the approaches that has served the French Connection very well, that we get dozens, if not tens of dozens even in some instances, of people out there trying to add value to the information we've been able to discover. And generally speaking, we're able to suss out the exact nature of some of these crimes as a result of this approach, and we're going to do it again. Other things. Of course, the PayPal was down. We had another system on there for several days. We interesting that about 7 to 10 people are regular givers to the French Connection, and we are very appreciative of their efforts. They have been kind in the extreme to help us stay on air and keep the wolves away from the doors here. But of course, one of the things that's coming due again, and believe it or not, is this stream. We paid for 3 months. 2 months are up now, coming up in about a week. And at the end of this upcoming month, we don't have the streaming a part of our system paid for. And it's one of the most expensive parts of this little system we built. And I admit that we haven't done a greatest job of leveraging this, because what I did not realize when we got into this was that we needed a lot more content. But problematic in that regard is the fact that the content we need to put up here is not always available. People are not often, in my mind, trustworthy for us to put up their content or even go live with any of their information, so we've stayed away from it. But the failure of these people to keep their network under wraps and covered from view is beginning to cause them serious alarm. There's no question about it. This is a problem that they are worried about. And one of the big things I've been witnessing is an attempt in the 9/11 truth movement, which is it's a lie because it's a 9/11 lie movement, is what it is. They're trying to blame Pakistan for 9/11. And the more they try to do that, the more we should scream back and say, you're all liars, and that this is an Israeli-run, Zionist-Jewish-run murder scheme that is being exposed here. And they're trying to make connections that the ISI may have had in some peripheral way to some of these events as principal events to 9/11 and de facto causes of all of these crimes. And you and I both know, ladies and gentlemen, that Pakistan has been a puppet of the criminal regime in Washington and in Tel Aviv for a very long time. So don't let these liars in the 9/11 lie movement to push this nonsense out onto us, because we are oftentimes in this area, in this regard, a lone voice out there. There are others, of course, who have also recognized this effort. You know, not being part of their group of recipients of information from many of the crooks, they don't want me knowing what they do anyway. So I don't hear about a lot of the stuff they're pushing around. I do see, even in the mainstream, one of the sites that I've been using for some information, and this is one of the things that you got to do. You got to weed through the bull crap and read and see if there's anything in there that's worth saving. This guy JS Mindset has been pushing Pakistan, and he's a mainstream guy. Now that tells me something very worrying, is that they're trying on several fronts to blame Pakistan, and then all of a sudden two Pakistani high-level military men who have been in charge of guarding the nuclear devices of Pakistan go missing. Two of them, and they're still, as far as I know, missing. The report of that frightened me because, of course, if they're going to set up a patsy for the next round and they're going to make that patsy the state of Pakistan, and then by virtue of their religious affiliation, Islam in general, We've got to head that off with facts. We've got to head it off with truth. We've got to head it off with rational analysis. And that is what we're going to try to do here as well today. So keep all these things in mind. Please tune in about 40 minutes, because my guest, Mohammed Refik, is a bit tied up at the moment, although we do want to do these things. You know, all of us doing this stuff are on the ropes. We're on the ropes financially, as you will be, as everybody is, at some level here in the world. It's getting harder and harder for me to keep the flow going here. People have been kind enough to help me get a computer system on order here for myself. Now, a lot of people wonder why it took so long to get my computer here, but between the time people help us in the PayPal situation or any other, and the time it actually gets into my hands so I can buy a piece of equipment for the French Connection, it has to go through the right channels to make it legal, to make it an honest donated event, because we're not trying to put these things in our pockets. We're trying to make sure that they go toward things that are not for profit, because there's no profit being made here, and that needs to be proven along the way, or we open ourselves up for problems in that regard. And many of you will understand that. So, there is no accountant here. There is no bookkeeper. There is no all that stuff. We have to do this manually, and we have to do it with forethought, so that we can do it right. Anyway, that being said, we've been using as well a Skype connection, because our phone system will not do a three-way call, and we've never been able to figure out the problem with that, and that's been going on now for about 3 weeks or more, you know, a month. Can't do a three-way call on a regular phone line. So the call that comes into my regular phone here is a Skype call. Sadly, when it gets recorded, it goes on Skype, so we get a quality break on that. So just a little bit of house cleaning here with the facts around what we're doing. And I had planned to do another show with Jennifer Dixon. I apologize to her for not being able to do that on Monday. We want to get back and do another one with her on the Palestinian problem. She's been a very gracious hostess co-host with me on this, an interviewee with me on this show, and she deserves your support, and her website needs your support as well. More people to come in the future, and I've been seeing people's work, doing some research on people's quality in their work, making sure that that if I do invite them onto the French Connection, they're going to add value to the research we've done. You know, that is an important element to consider before we put anybody on air. So, all those things being said, we have a show coming up. It's a little 15-minute rant here to prime you for it, and I'm not going to spend too much time on here. Because if I do another 15 minutes with you, I'll be dead tired by the time Mohammed comes on, and we won't do as good a job in the interview. So, give me a break. I'm going to have a cup of tea, and please, I'm sure what the webmaster Krista has for you in our stream for the moment, please tune in and get some other people to listen. 9 people, 10 people, 12 people. Let's get it up to 50, 100. Let's see if we can get this stream pumping so that we can make it pay for itself here. Until 8 o'clock my time, which is 2 o'clock Eastern. This is Darrell Bradford Smith telling you all, please be well. Bye-bye.
I was a boat, it was not too long ago, but too short on all that long, long dream. Satisfaction now it's gone from me. Moved away from the old neighborhood. I'm certain she's gone for good. Last time I saw Janine, the doll, the sound stood in between. It was love lost due to rising costs. But since then, I have never seen, I haven't seen Janine. But every day, but